We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you think sizzling hot political races, the Alameda County District Attorney's race may not be the very first one that comes to mind, but it's hot this year. Civil rights lawyer Pamela Price is challenging incumbent Nancy O'Malley and has a major boost in funding thanks to billionaire George Soros. To talk more about this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS and Chronicle insider, Phil Matier. Phil, what's going on here? Why is George Soros interested in this race?
It's not just this race. There's a couple in Northern California. It's this one, Sacramento County and Contra Costa County. It stems from the Bernie Sanders, the Occupy movement, and the whole idea of judicial reform in the United States. George Soros is a billionaire. He's sort of the progressive liberal version of the Koch brothers. And he is pumping millions of dollars into various races around where candidates are pushing for lower bails, reduced sentences, and, you know, greater investigations into police misconduct. And one of those that's being targeted is Alameda County. And he's got Pamela Price, as you said. She's running against incumbent Nancy O'Malley. And usually she wouldn't stand a chance, to be honest with you. Wouldn't be able to raise all that much money or get that much attention. But Soros' group is putting $500,000 into this race. And that's got attention.
Well, and you know, what this is about is a philosophical difference, Phil, over what the role of the DA should be in 2018 and beyond. I mean, you have a challenger here who was quoted as saying she would not prosecute misdemeanors. Is that true?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's various degrees of misdemeanors. But it's interesting, Stan, because it's not like anybody else is prosecuting these misdemeanors that much these days anyway. We've had discussions on the radio about whether it's car break-ins or whether it's drug use openly on the streets or shoplifting. Proposition 47, which also had the backing of George Soros in that group, passed by California voters, reduced the penalties and the charges for many crimes in California. And it is part of the wave of sort of decriminalizing and reducing the jail population. And it's kind of interesting. Some of the same people that are advocating that by the incumbent DAs are slamming her for saying she wouldn't be doing it. It's a back and forth. On the flip side, the progressive mailers or the George Soros mailers are painting Nancy O'Malley as somebody that advocates for stop and frisk and people die in custody and cops aren't taking money from cops while they're being under investigation. It's not just here. It's in Contra Costa County as well, where George Soros is defending the interim Contra Costa District Attorney, Diana Becton, and also up in Sacramento, where they're going after the incumbent. You got to remember, DA's races, traditionally, law enforcement, mid-level prosecutors, lawyers usually get involved. We in the public, not often. As a matter of fact, it's been almost 30 years since we had a highly contested race in Alameda County for it. San Francisco's had them, but now it looks like it is definitely getting political in the judiciary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.